Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on the TV side. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. Joining us right now on the Mattress Royals hotline is Ben Vallin, NFL writer, senior writer at the Boston Globe. Hey, Ben.
Good morning, Junkies. How you doing today?
Good morning, Ben.
So, Ben, we'll get right into the games. You know, we were kind of talking about it amongst ourselves. I don't know that the guys agree with me, but I believe the biggest chance for a blowout is the first game with Green Bay against the Rams. How do you see that one?
The only reason I disagree with you on that one is the Rams' defense is phenomenal. Number one in the NFL this year. Really fast, aggressive defense. And I feel like they're going to keep the Rams in the game no matter what. I also have a lot of respect for Sean McVay. I mean, what they did last week to beat the Seahawks with basically a non-functioning quarterback. They still ran the heck out of the ball, jumped all over the Seahawks. So I'm just very impressed with Sean McVay, the program he's running there. Like, you know, we've seen so many times in the NFL, a coach will have success early on, and then he really struggles to maintain it. The Rams are right back there every single year. They didn't get, felled by that Super Bowl loss to the Patriots a couple years ago. Sean McVay is a heck of a coach. They can run the ball, and they play defense. So I think that's going to be a tighter game than people think. Of course, what do I know? I went 1-5 against the spread last weekend, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. But I think if there's going to be a blowout, maybe the Cleveland-Kansas City game, I could see a scenario where the Browns, kind of gave everything last week in that big emotional win over Pittsburgh, and it might be tough to replicate that 2 weeks in a row. They're playing a rested Chiefs team on the road. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are a lot better than the Steelers. So I would have to think if there's one game that could be a blowout, it might be the Chiefs over the Browns this weekend.
Ben, getting back to the Rams for just a bit before we move on, what's the latest you're hearing on Aaron Donald and his rib injury? I mean, if he's not 100%, I mean, they definitely rely on him to try to create havoc and get into the backfield and try to rattle Aaron Rodgers. What's the latest on Aaron Donald?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's certainly battling with something this time of year. I can't imagine it's going to keep him out of the game, but certainly, the Rams are a team that kind of rotate their defensive linemen anyway to keep them fresh throughout the game. Aaron Donald's not, I don't think he's really a 100% snap guy usually, so I would think they're going to rotate him in a little bit more, maybe keep him more situational to passing downs and things of that nature, but that's still an excellent defense even without him. I thought they really came to play last week against the Seahawks, even without Donald playing in the second half. So obviously he's such a force, and he's not going to be himself. But they've got a lot of good pieces around him on that defense. And so, I'm not too concerned about the Rams defense showing up on Saturday.
And let's see how creative LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett, the OC with the Packers, is to move Davante Adams around, because you obviously have Jalen Ramsey on the other side. And he can lock up any receiver. He's done it for a few years now. But let's just see how creative they can get. Let's just see if they can use him, kind of in the slot or in motion, or just move him around a little bit, because obviously Aaron Rodgers wants to get him the ball. It's going to be him and Aaron Jones.
Yeah, no question. And, the Rams are kind of a zone-based defense, so we'll see how creative Matt LaFleur can be if he can – catch the Rams in some zone and, you know, some situations where Jalen Ramsey isn't one-on-one on Davante Adams. And, yeah, how can LaFleur move Adams around pre-snap and get him in some spots, maybe get him lined up on a linebacker going across the middle, or get him lined up against the number two cornerback. So, you know, the Rams are not always a trail defense. They sometimes, you know, Jalen, you take the left side, and the other corner, you take the right side. So, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating chess match on Saturday.
All right. So your Saturday night game, you got the Ravens at the Bills. It seems like a trendy pick. A lot of people liking the Ravens here, although the Bills have been so explosive all year long, led by, of course, Allen and Diggs.
I've gone back and forth on this game about 20 times, and I'm, you know, I think I'm settling on the Bills, but I don't feel great about it. The thing you got to like about the Ravens is they're running the heck out of the ball right now. You know, Lamar Jackson and that offense are much more efficient running the ball. And their defense has been fantastic, holding Derrick Henry to 40 yards last week. I want to say since week 12, the Ravens are like number three or number four in the league in points allowed. And they would be number one if they hadn't allowed 42 points to the Browns that one time. So the Ravens defense hasn't been getting much press maybe as Lamar Jackson and the offense. But the Ravens defense is
now, Ben, they played the Jags, Giants, and Bengals in the final three games. Those aren't exactly offensive juggernauts.
I mean, you make a good point, but then they did just hold Tennessee to 20 points on the road and shut down Derrick Henry. So, yes. That's a pretty explosive offense they have there in Tennessee. But you do make a good point. They you know, that was a good closing stretch for the Ravens. Maybe they got some kinks worked out playing against some easier teams. That said, first of all, Lamar Jackson, I think, still has to prove that he can play from behind. Even, you know, that was a good win against Tennessee last week. I looked it up. He's like 1-8 all time when he trails at halftime, and he's 2-6 when he trails after the first quarter. So if you can get an early lead on the Ravens, they have a difficult time coming back. And there's also potential for some lake effect snow Saturday night in Buffalo. I don't think Lamar Jackson has ever played a snow game before, so that's a major wild card that makes you a little more nervous about the Ravens' chances on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm going to play a teaser on Saturday, Ben. Packers, I'm going to tease them down just to win, and I'm going to bump the Ravens up. I just don't see the Ravens getting blown out. Could be totally wrong on that, but I like the Packers just to win and the Ravens catching about 8.5 or 9 points. I think that Ravens-Bills game will be pretty tight.
But I think it sounds like Ben would take the Rams.
The Rams
plus the points.
Ben would take the Rams. It could fall in the middle.
Yeah, so you should feel good about your pick because, like I said, I was dreadful going against the spread last week. And so, you know, go Costanza and just do the opposite of my picks. Yeah. But I just feel like with the Rams defense, they're going to keep that team in the game. And if they can run the ball and control the clock a little bit, I think that's going to be a tight one in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
All right, Sunday, Browns, Chiefs. You mentioned, I kind of agree with you here. The other guys don't.
I think they're going to play them tough.
The Browns obviously can run the ball. They played awesome last week. But the Chiefs have been off for a week. They got explosion everywhere. Mahomes is the best. I just think that
Chiefs have played a lot of close games, though.
They have. Their defense isn't great, and they played a lot of tight games. In fact, I don't know if they've covered 10 in about 2 months. But they lay 10 here in this game. But I do agree with you. I think out of the four matchups, I could see the Kansas City Chiefs blowing out the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, this is a major kind of prove-it game for Baker Mayfield. That was a big step last week against Pittsburgh. But, you know, let's be honest, that's a different ballgame if the Steelers don't throw up all over themselves with 5 turnovers. I'm not expecting that from the Chiefs. This is a team that knows how to deal with a bye. They've had it several years in a row now. Andy Reid, arguably the best coach in the game right now. Patrick Mahomes, maybe the best quarterback. This is a very explosive team they're facing in Kansas City. And I think the Chiefs' defense is a little bit better than people want to give them credit for, too, especially with Frank Clark and Chris Jones up front. Now, the Browns, they're kind of like the Rams. Kevin Stefanski is a heck of a coach. You have to be impressed with what he's doing this year. That win against the Steelers was such a great reflection of his program. He's, you know, in his basement, not even with the team, and they're the ones that come out looking prepared, running the ball really well with backup offensive linemen. So that's the Browns have been impressive, but at the same time, I wonder about how they're going to handle the emotions of coming off that huge win, and can they replicate it 2 weeks in a row? And the Chiefs are not the Steelers. The Chiefs are a much, much better team than what the Steelers were trotting out there the last month and a half of the season. So I do like the Chiefs in this one.
I mean, I know Ben threw the ball 68 times, but he completed 47 balls against the Browns for 500 yards. I mean, what's Mahomes going to do if Ben was doing that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. That stuff can be skewed, though, by the game circumstance, and I'm sure the Browns were playing off a little bit. And let's not commit any stupid penalties, and let's make them march their way down the field. And, I mean, certainly the Steelers made it interesting, and anyone who's followed Cleveland sports over the last half century probably had a lump in their throat when the Steelers started making that comeback. But again, you got to give credit to the Browns. They scored two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and they closed out the game. But, you know, those Big Ben passing numbers, you know, that stuff is skewed by when you're down 28-0 and, you know, the defense is playing a completely different game. All the game plans get thrown out the window. So, I don't think that's a sign that Patrick Mahomes is going to throw for 600 this weekend.
Talking to Ben Vallin, senior NFL writer at the Boston Globe. Before we get to the Sunday night game between Breeze and Brady, I saw that you were tweeting about Urban Meyer is going to take over at Jacksonville. I guess you covered him at Florida, and he said he didn't handle losses well. Now he's going in the NFL. He's got to get used to it, right?
Yeah, I used to be a Florida Gator beat writer back in the day, and when Urban and Tebow and Aaron Hernandez and all those guys were there. And, yeah, I mean, Urban, when you're a college coach, you can go 12-1, you know, 10-2 every year and keep your job and have a cushy seat. The NFL, you go, 11-5, that's a good year. And Urban Meyer's just not used to losing five games in a year. And now he's going to a Jacksonville situation where it might be a little lean to start out. They might go 4-12. And this is a guy who's had health issues over the years. He had to step away from coaching twice just because of various health issues. And this is a man who does not take losing well. And so it's going to be a very different ball game for him. I mean, I love the hire just from our standpoint, just what a fascinating guy to talk about now and kind of an outside the box hire. And can he make the jump from college to the pros? You know, he's used to dealing with kids. Now he's going to be coaching adults. He's not used to like game management situations that are so crucial in the NFL. I mean, how many tight ball games did Urban Meyer really coach at Ohio State and Florida, where he had to really work the clock in the 2-minute drill and worry about his challenges and, the 2-minute drill and things of that nature. So I'm just very curious to see how Urban does. But talk about just a perfect situation with all the draft picks. They're going to have Trevor Lawrence. They have all this cap space. Urban's got control of the show. So perfect situation for him. And now it's his chance to prove that he's not just a good college coach, but he's just a good coach, period.
Well, also, he can lose a lot more, though, right? Like in college, you lose one, you're almost out of it. At the pro level, he can lose 5, 6, 7, still be totally in it.
I mean, that's a good point, too. You know, every game in college, that September 13th game against, your conference rival could eventually knock you out of the championship. You know, we saw the Giants. They went 9-7 and won the Super Bowl against the Patriots. So certainly you're allowed to lose more, and hopefully Urban will learn to deal with it a little bit better. But that has not been his strong suit. And he's a 56-year-old guy who's had some health issues in the past, so hopefully, you know, he's got maybe a breathing coach on staff. Or I know his wife, when we lived in Gainesville, I used to take her spin class at the local gym. I know she's like a, you know, physical fitness teacher and really into wellness. So maybe they can help Urban deal with losing a little bit better.
All right. So, Ben, before we let you go, let's get into Brady versus Breeze. Saints beat them twice this year. I think Brady said this week that they're a different team. Do you see this as a continuation of what we saw in the regular season, or can Tampa turn it around?
I can't believe that it's going to be another remake of that 38-3 blowout on Sunday Night Football when the Bucs just got their doors blown off on both sides of the ball. That was the low point of the season for the Bucs, and they've really turned it around since then. And, you know, first of all, this whole notion that it's hard to beat a team three times this season, that's not true. I look back since 1990 when the playoffs expanded to 12 teams, 17 times a division rival who swept their other division rival, they met again in the playoffs. And 12 of those 17 times, the team completed a three-game sweep. So it's actually a lot easier. You know, a lot of times it's just the better team wins. That said, I don't know. This isn't the most scientific analysis, but I've watched Brady for a long time now, and I refuse to believe that he's going to get beaten three times in a season. I think the Bucs are a lot better on both sides of the ball. I think he's definitely clicking a lot better with Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski. And I just don't see Brady allowing his team to lose to the Bucks, excuse me, to the Saints for a third time. So I'm taking the Bucks on Sunday night, but it's totally unscientific and just rooted in a belief in Tom Brady and that he's going to figure out a way to get it done.
Hmm. All right, Ben, appreciate the time. And look, you're a Boston Globe guy. I get it. You don't need the science. You've seen Tom do it time and time again.
That's true. You might be a little bit biased there.
All right, Ben, appreciate the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep. Ben Volin from the Boston Globe, senior NFL
writer. I agree with him.
Yeah,
I agree with him on most all of
them. Yeah, and the point that he makes about the 12 teams that were 12 out of 17 that were that swept the division rival in the regular season. Tom Brady wasn't a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm going to put my money on Tom Brady. And this will be the last time, if Drew Brees loses, this will be the last time we see Drew Brees. That's what I think.
I saw online that Brady had kind of a senior moment when he was talking about the rivalry with Brees. He wasn't sure if he was older or Brees was older. He's a little bit older than Drew Brees, about a year and a half.
They're both old.
Yes.
Yeah. They're both old. That's a bulletin.
All right, got to take
but
a break.
But one is more physically beat up than the other.
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Phone number's 800-636-1067. We got Fridays with Feinstein coming up at 8 o'clock. And Stucky, sports betting analyst for the Action Network, he'll give us some weekend winners at 9:40 here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. If you had to guess, Cakes, how many times do you think we've played this as an intro for our show?
Well, how many shows do we do a year? 200, let's say 250. 250 shows in a year. We've been doing it for 25 years.
Yeah.
Is that Machine Head by Bush?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's so good.
It's a great
I'm going to say 20,000 times. I mean, I don't know. We've done it a lot.
That's probably a decent guess.
Should
it
be changed
hundreds,
up?
Into the hundreds.
Should no, I like it.
Oh, you like it. Okay.
I like it. Yeah, for sure. Hey, real quick, I wanted to bring up this Rachel Yucatel story. You know, of course, we talked about the Tiger doc, which I guess Jason's just not going to watch.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah. So he's not going to watch it. So Yucatel
I DVR'd it.
Featured at the end of the first part and the second part of the documentary, which airs, I believe, on Sunday, will focus more on all of the scandal and all the creepers. And remember, she
was...
In the comeback, of course. And she was one of the more high-profile women. Remember, he was, like, you know, dating, like, Hooters chicks and, you know, anybody could run into. But this
Perkins.
Was...
Perkins.
Yeah, Perkins.
Was Perkins
whatever.
Waitress.
She was one of the more, I don't know... She got a lot of publicity at the time.
She was beautiful.
A beautiful girl, for sure. But you kind of got the sense that she liked to date, like, wealthy people. And turns out that she now, the last two guys that she's dated apparently, have been through a sugar baby site, Cakes, where you give them like a wish list. And she has like 48 items, including Prada purses, Dior sunglasses.
Hey, at least she's not materialistic and vain
roses.
And shallow.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And her last boyfriend was this guy, a lawyer from San Diego. He dumped his wife and three kids before Christmas to move to Palm Beach where she was. And she got a bunch of stuff out of it. In fact, she's flashing an envelope with like $10K in cash that she got. Now, I think this is from a different guy.
Was she part of the recruiting scandal at Kentucky? She got
all. Yeah, she could have been.
Chris Mills. Such an old poll, an old name.
She had an arrangement with another guy who was paying her $5,000 every 2 weeks.
That's quite
in exchange for spending time with him, including being intimate. I guess you get to, if you're willing to pay $5,000 every 2 weeks, you can hang
grand.
Out.
If you're paying $5,000, you better get the buns.
Yeah, you get the buns.
Every 2 weeks?
You get to take her out to dinner. You hit the skins. Mm-hmm. And then you have to buy her like purses and sunglasses.
I mean, she sounds like an escort.
That's what it is.
She's basically an escort.
Yeah,
she looks right? So weird now.
Doesn't she? That's what I said. JP's defending her.
How old is she now?
She's only 45, but the plastic surgery's ruined her.
Yeah,
it's jarring. You know who she kind of looks like? She looks like Caitlyn Jenner.
Ugh.
Kind of. Yeah, you almost looks like she's had a sex change or something.
She really looks like
the
Caitlyn
lips
Jenner.
Are outrageous. I don't understand the lip fascination. Why do women have a fast? I just don't get it. Being a guy, I don't get it.
By the way, you know who looked like Caitlyn Jenner was the journalist in The Night Stalker.
Oh, you think she did?
Yeah, don't you think?
Nah, the older lady.
No, the journalist Zoe. I can't remember. Not the older lady. I'm talking about the journalist, not the TV reporter.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. Yeah.
Just like Caitlyn Jenner.
Maybe. I didn't think of it at the time. But can you imagine? Is there anybody? This is only something that works in like L.A. or Miami or something, right? This is Palm Beach. So her name on the site is Love Junkie. Love Junkie. She's a Love Junkie, Kate.
The Love Junkies.
I thought we were the Love Junkies.
Hey, maybe we'll run into her next time we're in Palm Beach, whenever that might be, like 2023, 2024, whatever year that might be.
Well, I think they teased that in the Tiger doc that she says she had a love addiction with Tiger.
Right. But she tries to claim that she doesn't like, that she's not like looking for like rich guys and that kind of thing, or that she's not like a home wrecker. But it seems like
her wish list speaks volumes otherwise.
I mean, she
wants $1,000 Prada bags, like $500 sunglasses.
I mean, it's crazy. She wants roses. What are these?
Can you imagine what Tiger was paying her?
I can't imagine. She was paid $10
Although
million.
He's kind of a squeaker. He's kind of a squeaker.
Wow, I didn't realize this. She was paid $10 million in January 2010 by Tiger for a non-disclosure agreement and keeping quiet. So does that mean – oh, it says that most of the money was returned a year later after she appeared on Celebrity Rehab where she did speak about the golfer.
What a dummy. Yeah, I mean, she got $10 million then had to give most of it back because she couldn't keep plump lips shut.
Right. I mean, how stupid is she?
So stupid. Why would you do Celebrity Rehab? Oh, my God. You got $10 million and you gave it back.
If I signed an NDA and somebody gave me $10 million, I'll be like this.
Right. You can sew my lips shut.
Yeah.
I would never talk again. You can cut out my vocal cords.
Cakes would be like feds.
Yeah. Yeah. Cakes wouldn't even be able to talk. You wouldn't even be able to function.
Yeah, but I'd have $10 million.
Do you think about the knots Cakes' brain would be tied in if he signed a $10 million non-disclosure? He wouldn't even know how to.
You would never see me again. I'd be on a sunny island with umbrella drinks.
No, he'd be on the show. He'd be doing zings by sign language.
Right.
I'd hire like a gorilla to do that knows sign language.
call a poor financial choice by Rachel.
Poor choice by
Rachel. Well, I mean, she was on Celebrity Rehab. She's probably tanked. She's probably out of her mind.
Yeah, was that a TV show? That has to be a mistake.
Huh? Yeah, Celebrity Rehab. That was like with Dr. Drew.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember Celebrity Rehab? I mean, I think I watched a little bit of it. Didn't they have like... they would have rockers on there.
I'm looking at it. JP doesn't have any idea who Seth Binzer is.
Who is that? That's for sure.
He was the lead singer of Crazy Town.
Yeah,
His stage name was Shifty Shell Shock, I believe.
Yeah, didn't he have like spiked hair or something?
Yeah, I know way too much about him.
Yeah, yeah, he was on that show like every season.
Of course he was. He can't kick the
addiction. Did he donk off or is he still around?
I think he's still around. Look at the lineup for season one of Celebrity Rehab. You had your boy Shifty. You had Daniel Baldwin. Former Junkies guest Mary Carey, who was the porn actress.
Terrible guest. She had a meltdown on the show, right? Because I was like attacking her.
Yeah. Jeff Conaway. He's from Taxi.
Oh,
he's no longer with us. He's gone.
Yeah, he donked off. He had a lot of pain.
The wrestler China.
China donked off.
She's gone.
Yeah.
She gone. Brigitte Nielsen.
She's still with around. Us. I think Brigitte Nielsen just had a kid like a couple years ago.
Jamie Foxworth, right. I don't know. I guess.
I don't know that. I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know who she is. I mean, her addiction was marijuana. Are they serious? What?
Whose was? Brigitte Nielsen?
The woman JP just mentioned.
Oh, you're on the same Wikipedia.
That's not really an addiction.
No, that girl was a porno actress. She was from the show Family Matters, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Family Matters with Seymour Butts?
Oh,
no. Ricky.
What was the name of that show with Seymour Butts, JP?
Family Business.
Oh, Family Business. See, that's the one I remember.
That show is 20 years old.
Family Matters is with Urkel.
Jaleel White.
Yeah. Yeah, I never watched that one.
No, neither did I.
Yeah.
Oh, but, when the heck was she even on this show? She was in, like, season three?
Well, she was on in 2011. So whatever year that was, I don't know what season. That was.
Oh my God,
but
man,
yeah, that cost her $10 million.
Season four, which included Leif Garrett.
Oh,
Leif Garrett.
Ooh, is he still alive? That's a good dead or alive. I think he's still alive.
I think he's still alive.
I think he's still with us, but he had a lot of drug problems.
Jason,
was he a singer of a band or just a solo artist?
He was like a teen heartthrob solo, I believe.
Solo, yeah.
Have you watched the Bee Gees doc yet, Cakes? Are you into that at all?
I have not. I would watch it, though.
Yeah. I think that's on Netflix, I think. I saw that. It was good. Jason, I thought I saw – did I see a tweet from Liam Gallagher to Noel, like over the holidays or something?
I missed that
suggesting
one.
That they need to get back together? Like, was that fake news?
I didn't see that. I have no idea.
I feel like I saw
guarantee that wasn't Noel tweeting to Liam.
Yeah, don't those guys hate each other's guts?
Well, that's the thing. I think they do, you know, obviously, they've been warring for a long time, but one of them...
It tells me Liam's struggling a little bit. Maybe he's struggling for some cash.
You don't think they just want to play the hits together again?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's a shame.
But Noel kind of went out on his own, and he was fine. He formed another band, and he was still touring, and I don't know what Liam was doing.
I think they both just tour and do their own thing.
Yeah,
right?
But Liam's voice isn't as good anymore. He's struggling with his voice.
Is that right? Is he like Mariah Carey? Can't sing anymore?
As he gets older, he just doesn't sound as good.
Oh, that sucks.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the NFL. It is a Football Friday. We've got the Junkies Blitz. Plus, we'll let you know what the Washington football team president said about the future of the team name and the colors. Next, here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on Football Friday. Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell federal partner. So I mentioned Jason Wright. He went on the Grant and Danny show yesterday. Of course, you can listen to Grant and Danny now in the afternoon starting at 2 o'clock. The new team president talked about the future of the team name and whether they would ever move away from burgundy and gold. Here's Jason Wright on with G&D.
A few things are starting to come clear. You know, number one, burgundy and gold should never change, period. That is a core aspect of the identity of this team. And we know it is important from all this research as well to make sure we don't feel like an expansion club and we're tied to the history. We have to keep the burgundy and gold as the centerpiece of all of this. The other thing that we've heard clearly is that something random would land poorly. We need something that's connected to the history of the club or to the area or to something else that is meaningful to the fan base already, meaningful to the area, et cetera. So picking some random-ass bird mascot doesn't feel like the right approach, at least from what we've seen so far.
So is that a shot at, like, the Red Hawks or something?
Maybe. Could
probably
be. Maybe,
yeah.
He just doesn't like that moniker. But I agree with him wholeheartedly on burgundy and gold. I mean, Why would you ever move away from those colors? They're iconic.
I didn't see it as a shot at the Red Hawks. I saw it more as a shot of, like when they came up with the Wizards, there was no real connection to Washington, D.C. or anything.
Yeah, but he mentioned a bird specifically. Well, I think he is talking about the Red Hawks.
No, when Danny was talking to him, Danny said random ass bird for whatever the team name would be.
Uh-huh.
So he's just referencing.
So he just Danny that. Fed him.
So
with that.
Danny fed him, and then he's just reacting to that. He's not anti-Red Hawks or anything like that.
Look, I think he also said that they're going to go by football team next season. It's going to last a whole nother season.
Well, people are
if they do it for 2-3 years, it's just going to people are just going to get used to it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was basically saying that they wanted to take care of I heard the interview. He's really good, engaging. When he came on this show, he was really good and engaging.
Yeah.
He said that they want to make sure they have everything done, like the trademarks and all that stuff, so there aren't people hawking shirts beforehand.
That takes time.
They don't want to leak it.
That rollout and, you know, rebranding takes a lot of time and a lot of hurdles to jump over.
You know, it's a shame because I agree with him. You have to keep the burgundy and gold if you want to have any connection at all. But I don't love the colors. I was watching the when we played the Bucks, I was just looking at the Bucks. I was like, the Bucks just look so much better.
I mean, you may not love them, but it's just
I know it's
that's what they are. I mean,
I know it's what they are.
The Raiders are silver and black. The Packers,
yeah, those
wear
are gray colors,
green and gold. Like those will never ever change.
I know you got to keep it, but it just kind of sucks.
Are you used to it? Are you used to the name now after a year?
I kind of am, but I what tilts me is when people call them the football team. I wish people would just say Washington.
Washington, yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah, that's what I try to say.
Team.
I don't mind it, like Washington football team, but like if we're talking about it, I would just say Washington.
Or, what do you think about WFT? I don't hate that.
See, it's growing on you, isn't it, Cakes?
It's growing a little bit. I really hated it at first, but now, I mean, if you rebrand anything after a while, you're going to get
used
to it.
You get used to everything.
I mean, I hated the Wizards too at first, but I mean, we're 20 plus years into that now. You just get used to it.
I agree.
Wizards as a name stinks. It's terrible. But I'm used to it by now.
You're used to it, right?
If you want to chime in, you can call us on AAA Always on Call Listener Lines. Do you like what you're hearing from Jason Wright? 800-636-1067. All right, Jason mentioned during the sports page that you have a couple of NFL hires. Robert Saleh, who's the defensive coordinator of the 49ers, heads to New York. He'll be running the Jets as their next head coach. And then Urban Meyer lands in Jacksonville and strikes a deal there. So he'll be running the show for the Jaguars, who have the number one pick.
So the question is, what does Saleh do with that number two pick? Do they take a quarterback? Do they trade out of it? Maybe acquire?
Do they take Sewell to give protection for Sam Darnold, if he believes in Darnold?
Do they go a different direction in terms of a veteran quarterback? I don't know. It's a lot of possibilities.
Also, it appears that the Atlanta Falcons may have a new head coach. They've made an offer to Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith was the offense coordinator for the Titans the past two seasons. He's 38 years old. Titans ranked fourth in the league in scoring during the regular season, averaging almost 31 points per game.
He's also the son of Fred Smith, the minority owner here in Washington. And he's the son of the CEO and founder of FedEx. So I think he's doing okay.
Doing all right.
He's doing all right.
Now, he's not going to be able to bring Derrick Henry with him to
Atlanta,
which has been a big boost to his offense in Tennessee. But he'll have some weapons, especially in the passing game.
Where is Atlanta picking? Are they picking four?
I believe they are four. As a fantasy player, I want shares of an Arthur Smith-led offense. Look at the numbers that Tannehill and Henry, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis put up with him calling the plays in Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, look, Atlanta's problem, though, wasn't offense. I mean, Jerry Judy put up numbers.
Generally not, but Matt Ryan was spotty at times.
Yeah.
Julio had trouble staying on the field. And their backfield was a mess. Todd Gurley is shot. Then they're trying to bring in guys like Brian Hill and Ito Smith, and it was just a committee by the end. So they need to solidify what's going on there.
Their problem has been defense for
Denver. Who am I thinking of?
Calvin Ridley?
Yeah, Calvin Ridley. Sorry. Yeah,
Ridley's a stud.
Well, he's a stud.
I could see the Atlanta Falcons, though, because, I mean, Matt Ryan did have a really good year, but I could see them kind of drafting a quarterback to kind of groom him.
Sure.
For a couple years or a year. I could definitely see that.
Maybe he likes a Justin Fields because of the athleticism, because, you know, Tannehill, I think, had 7 or 8 touchdown runs this year.
He definitely uses his wheels.
Yep, no doubt. All right, speaking of offensive coordinators, Russell Wilson apparently is upset that the Seahawks parted ways with Brian Schottenheimer as their offensive coordinator, and now he wants in on the search for the replacement. Drab, you're the Seattle Seahawks expert. How do you feel about Russell's demands?
Well, he didn't say he was upset. He said he has trust in Pete, but they asked him if he wanted Schottenheimer fired, and he was like, well, no, it wasn't my call. But I think he's just being political about it. But, yeah, I mean, he knows that he got a limited opportunity, and he said anything besides winning the Super Bowl is not good enough, so we got to figure this out. Which means they're going to run the ball more.
Right, which Pete Carroll loves it. Find something in your life that you love more than Pete Carroll running the ball.
So Shoddy wanted to pass more, I assume.
Well, they just like I think they want like a 49ers offense where they can run the ball, but when they run routes when they do pass to get their guys open, like they're in motion before the snap. Like Schottenheimer just wasn't creative enough.
Yeah,
like he just got bogged down in these game plans and never adjusted.
Better get a better offensive line if you want to do that. Well,
you're right about that.
Seahawks did lose one of their front office personnel members as the Panthers hired Scott Fitterer to be their next GM. That's another team, too. You know, like, do you stick with Bridgewater or do you move on?
Well, I'm looking to upgrade from Bridgewater if I'm Matt Rhule and company. Yeah.
Maybe they, again, same situation as Atlanta. They draft someone and then they kind of groom them for a year behind Bridgewater. And then
it's the hardest position to find, dude.
You just look
year after year after year. I mean, a lot of these programs thought they had their guy just 2-3 years ago, and now everyone's already bailing. It's incredible.
I saw an article about the future of the NFC, too, is in a few years, guys like Aaron Rodgers, Matthew Stafford, Matt mm-hmm. Ryan, they may all be gone.
Yeah, Breeze, Brady.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the starting NFC quarterbacks.
But poop. Left to be Mahomes and poop.
You have a bunch of Taysom Hills running around.
Hey, your guy Heineke.
The AFC will be fine because you've got Mahomes, you've got
Lamar.
All right, so there'll still be a battle, but in the NFC, yeah, you're right. I mean, it could be – well, you got Wilson.
I have to give props to Josh Allen because I did not like him after year one, was not impressed. He got
a lot better.
Yeah, he's really blown up.
He got better. They added Diggs.
Diggs has really been phenomenal.
Catered the offense around his skill set and him throwing on the move. I mean,
throws against the Bill or against the Colts were unbelievable.
He's just got a cannon, too.
I mean, just pinpoint accuracy.
We talked about the games earlier. So your early game, you've got the Rams against the Packers, and Jared Goff will start. According to ProFootballTalk.com, he apparently wanted to start last week and was disappointed that Sean McVay went with John Wolford. Goff said that there were two grown men who disagreed on the status of his thumb.
Mm.
Ultimately, he did play, so I guess he feels good to go. He said that there's still slight soreness, but nothing that's hindering it in any way. Watch that game last week. There were a couple balls that seemed to sail on him. Yeah. Now, that might happen in a normal game. That might happen normally, and you wouldn't think twice about it. But because you know about the thumb going in, you kind of blame it on the thumb.
Well, something's going on because he's been practicing all week with gloves, right? So he's doing something.
Well, they're going to play in Green Bay, dude. They're going to play in super cold temperatures.
All right, but, that doesn't mean you wear gloves when you're a quarterback. Usually the guys that wear gloves when they're quarterbacks is when they're having trouble gripping the ball. That's usually when they wear the gloves.
I see a lot of the guys wear the gloves when it's like freezing temperatures. I haven't checked the weather report at Lambeau, but I'm going to assume it's cold.
It's not balmy.
They're looking at AM snow showers on Saturday.
There you go.
And light snow. There probably is going to be some light snow during the game. Well, that's a Saturday afternoon game, correct?
So I think he's just doing his due diligence, getting ready for a potentially snowy, cold game.
It's going to be cold. I'm not sure how much snow you're going to get, but it's definitely going to be cold, probably windy. Advantage, A-Rod.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get you on that one, Lurch.
Hold on. By the way,
he's A-Rod, not A-Rod.
A-Rod. I'm taking the Rams plus 13. I like having that flexibility.
Could fall. Don't you think it could fall in between?
Oh, I could middle. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if you had to pick an outright winner, who are you taking?
I would probably take the Packers, but there's something about Sean McVay, too, that he still has a little mystique for me.
Hey, missed the playoffs last year. All right, coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein. We talk to the best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, every Friday at 8 o'clock here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.